plenty of time before the whistle or anything like that?
Yeah, I thought it was a fumble. I seen, you know, Colin wrap him up, and so I just went for the ball, you know, and you know, I just felt it was a fumble. I didn't really see the whole play, but from my, you know, point of view, it was a fumble.
Obviously, it's not reviewable in that situation. I mean, how frustrating was that? That they didn't even get a chance to go upstairs and take a look at it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, things happen. Yeah, we shouldn't have been that close anyway. We made a lot of mistakes. We had penalties early, you know, and it should never come down to that point. You know, if we just capitalize, do the things we need to do early on in the game.
How frustrating were those two long drives, the one to tie it and the one obviously in overtime? You know, you guys want the game to be in your hands in that situation. You weren't able to get off the field.
Yeah, like I said, we got to make the stops. The game came down to us, you know, came down to the defense, and we knew that we had to make the stop, get the offense the ball back, you know, at the last drive and in overtime, or at least hold them to a field goal and give our offense a chance to tie the game up or win it.
How impressive was Luck today?
Oh, he's good. He's a good quarterback, especially for a rookie. Made some good throws, made some good decisions. But it was a good overall drive by him.
The game ended in the way that it did. You kind of wonder what happened because you guys were in control, it seemed like, the entire afternoon.
Yeah, but we need to finish. You can't just play a game for a half. You know, it's a full game. You know, you're up, but no matter how much you're up by, the other team's going to try to come back. You know, nobody gives up in this league, and we just need to finish games and close them out and not even make the game close.
Guys are admitting that, you know, this is kind of a tough one to take. I mean, obviously you can't dwell on it too long. I mean, how long do you take before you move on to the next one?
I mean, we don't have a choice. We got to move on. We can't worry about this game. We watch a film and fix our mistakes as we always do. But I feel like we played a good game, but we got to just clean up the minor mistakes and, you know, capitalize when we had the chance to capitalize on big plays and get points. And we just can't leave, you know, points out there. We got to get out the field when we really need to.
You let this one sit with you, though, maybe a little for this week, just out on the practice field as a reminder that you do need to finish?
I mean, everybody knows that, so it's not something that you gotta remind us as a team. You know, everybody's pretty upset with the loss. You know, everybody feel like we should have won this game. And, you know, it just leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth. So, you know, when we get back to work next week, you know, everybody's going to be ready. No, a coach not going to have to tell us anything, or we're not going to have to remind each other. Because, you know, deep down inside, everybody know that we should have won this game. And, like I said, we just didn't finish, and we need to.
Does that make it tougher to take deep down, knowing that you
should? Yeah, definitely. Knowing that we had control, you know, most of the game. And just by knowing that, and then we let it slip away at the end, especially in overtime, the way it ended, we didn't even give our offense a chance to get the ball back, and we needed to get a big stop, and we didn't.
Hakeem got in late. Did you guys get a raw deal? Did you strip the ball? Was that a fumble?
I mean, I felt it was a fumble. I didn't really see, you know, from what everybody else's point of view perspective was, but from my perspective, I felt like I stripped the ball out. But, you know, it's the cause of what it is, so I had no control over that.
Jordan Babineau.